Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Program. My name is Renee Swanson, and I have in the studio with me two 4-H young ladies. One is named Adrian Stoltenberg and Sydney Delosh. They're both recent graduates of our Grand Island Northwest High School. Congratulations and welcome to the show. Good morning.
Morning.
Oh, they're so shy. They probably need coffee or one of those fancy coffees, right? And so this morning, we are going to be discussing 4-H. Adrian, tell me, when did you join 4-H?
I was like 4 or 5.
4 or 5, that young, kinder. I didn't know they took you that young now. They must have changed the age dates.
Yeah, I would show bucket calves for like my first 3 or 4 years.
You showed a bucket calf when you're 4 or 5. Did it carry you along the field or what? How did you break this cow when you're that small? I'm sure, hopefully you had some help.
But yeah, my dad was a lot of help.
Oh, wow. And you loved it?
Yes.
So what else did you do for 4-H? Just that your first year, or what have you leveled up to throughout your years?
All I've done in 4-H is show cattle. I showed bucket calves for 3 years, and then I got into the bigger animals like the market steers and the breeding heifers.
Is it hard when you're having the auction at the end?
Kind of. It's different at Hall County Fair because we just get premium money and we don't have to actually sell our animals like other counties do.
Oh, that's nice. So you can still take it home.
Yes.
Oh, I love that. I remember crying as a kid when we knew. We knew the inevitable, but that's farm life, you know. So how many years then? Okay, so you're how old? You just graduated. And you still have another year yet, right?
Yes. You typically age out at 18, but my 4-H age is only 17. Which
very
is
good.
Why I have 1 year left.
I love it. And so the Hall County Fair and State Fair is coming up. Are you all busy with that right now?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. How did you manage that when you were going through school?
The school years, it was mainly you would work your calves in the evenings and on the weekends. And then summertime, it's an everyday type of thing.
I think 4-H teaches you discipline.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
Don't you? What do you think that you've learned the most being in 4-H?
A lot of caring and responsibility, I'd say, because you care for the animals, whether they're getting enough food or they get hurt, but responsibility because you have to feed them twice a day and you have to take care of them and make sure they're all healthy.
Would you recommend kids that are growing up, say, even in the Grand Island area that maybe aren't on a farm, but would you recommend kids getting into 4-H and why?
Yeah, I would. I think it will teach them a lot of stuff they can use throughout their life rather than like what they have going now if they're not doing anything. It'll just teach them a lot, and then it might help them mature a little bit too if they're a little more immature.
Do you want to shout out your 4-H leader?
Bill Mowinkle.
Bill. All right. And so do you both, you know, I know I'm getting to you, Sydney, I promise. Do you both belong to the same 4-H group?
No.
No.
No. Okay. So what 4-H group do you belong to, Adrian?
Prairie Wranglers.
Prairie Wranglers. All right. Very cool. All right. Over to you, Sydney. How old were you when you joined 4-H?
Oh, gosh. I think I was 7 or 8. I have been doing this for a little over 11 years and been involved in the 4-H for that long. So, and I'm a little different than her. I show horses and not cattle. So.
Okay. So it's another large animal.
Yeah. There
you go.
Yep.
But okay. So what do you show? When you're showing your horse, what are you showing? Are you just going around the ring? What I guess I don't understand what kind of divisions they have in that.
Yeah, so I show in the English and Western discipline, so I show pretty much all day long. This year I had 4 horses that I was showing. I had 2 young ones, a 2 and a 3-year-old, and then I had my main ranch horse and then my speed horse. So
okay, so I'm going to ask you this, and then I'll ask you, Adrian. What was your horse's names?
So my speed horse, we call her Pink, and then my ranch horse, we call her Willow, and then my 2-year-old is Mia, and my 3-year-old is actually my grandma's horse that I've been riding for her, but her name's Cinnamon.
Cinnamon, I love it. I had a horse named Candy Apple Red. She was so fat. I should have rode her more, but I didn't really show her in 4-H. But so do you name your cows, your
yeah? Yeah, majority of the time.
What'd you name them?
This year, I named her. She's a registered Simmental, so I had to like pick a registered name for her.
Yeah.
And it's Miss Buck Cherry.
Miss Buck Cherry. That's cool. I wonder how you came up with that.
They're a band, and they have a song, and she's reminds me a lot of the song.
There you go. I love it. There's always something special. I knew when I met my horse, I was like, well, she's candy apple red. She reminded me of a fat candy apple. Okay, so getting back to your horses, is there anything else that you've done in 4-H?
I've just done horses my whole life. I did show a bucket calf 1 year, but it was a lot to juggle with my horses. So,
I'm sure.
But it was definitely a fun experience that I'm glad I got to do. So.
Now I'm going to ask you both, have you ever slept in the stall with your animal?
Yes.
No.
Never? Well, okay, Adrian says no.
I've taken naps, maybe, but like not overnight.
Sitting in a chair. I've done it. I've slept on a hay bale or two back in a long time ago with the dinosaurs. So, Sydney, why would you recommend 4-H to a young kid that might be listening to this? Or maybe some family parents are listening.
I think it gives you a lot of responsibility and accountability. When you get home at night, there's nights you don't want to go out and do chores, but those animals are counting on you. So I think it shows you that you need to get out there and do hard things, even when sometimes you don't feel like it. And just overall, it's just been such a great experience. I've met such great people and done some really cool things that I wouldn't have had the opportunity to do without 4-H.
Right. So who is your 4-H leader?
I'm actually an independent, so yeah.
So you're your own leader.
Yeah.
Well, that's self-discipline for you. Oh, right. And what? So if you're, I didn't know you could do that. I thought you had to be in a club.
Yeah,
that's
but
really interesting.
I was an independent, so.
All right. Well, do you guys know? I mean, if somebody's listening, who do they reach out to become a 4-H member?
I think you can just get a hold of the extension office and they'll kind of point you in the right direction.
And that's here in Grand Island.
Yep.
God, I think it's out at the college.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's wonderful. Is there anything else you guys want to tell us about 4-H before we end our interview?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
You know what? Congratulations to both of you for, you know, being in 4-H as long as you have and inspiring other people, you know, to join 4-H as well. I want to thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much.
All right. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning into the Public Affairs program. Have a great rest of your day.